This is the 7 o'clock news on 550 KFYI. The head of Phoenix's largest police organization claims nearly all of its members have no confidence in public safety manager Jack Harris. KFYI's George Lynn spoke with Mark Spencer, president of Phoenix Law Enforcement Association, files this report.
The department has been scrutinized for its handling of minority arrests, as well as for the arrest of Black City Council member Michael Johnson. More fuel has now been tossed on the fire, involving the sentencing hearing last Friday for the person who murdered a police officer in 2007.
And there's not a chief or a commander in the Phoenix Police Department that has the time or the need or the concern to show up to offer a few words to the judge as far as aggravating and maximizing the sentence. That speaks volumes to the troops. I don't care about you.
Supervisors and officers from other police jurisdictions attended the hearing to show support for the widow of Officer George Cortez. Spencer says 95% of the Phoenix Police Guild surveyed voted no confidence for Harris. George Lynn, KFYI News.
Now, Phoenix Police Department contends there's no credibility to the no-confidence survey, calling it unsubstantiated and baseless. The department says it's made numerous requests to the Police Guild for the data. The information has never been provided. As far as the sentencing hearing is concerned, Public Information Officer Sergeant Trent Crump says there's a good reason the department had no representation.
Didn't know about it. This is a case where the precinct commander and the commander from our homicide bureau, to this day, from talking to him, had no knowledge that hearing for the co-defendant was coming up.
Crump says the county attorney's office failed to inform the department about the hearing. By the time Phoenix police found out, it was too late.